commanded his house steward, sail and fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in the opening of his sack, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the open of the sack of the youngest, and his money for the grain. And he did as Joseph had told him. As soon as it was light, the men were sent away. They're with their donkeys. They had just left the city and were not far away. When Joseph said to his house steward, follow the men. And when you overtake them, say to them, why have you repaid evil for good? Is this not that from which my Lord drinks, and which he indeed uses for divination? You have done wrong. Shall be my Lord's slave. So he said, now let it indeed be according to your words. He with whom it is found shall be my slave.
But the rest of you,
but the rest of you shall be considered innocent. When Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, he was still there, and they fell down to the ground before him. Joseph said to them, what is this thing that you have done? Do you not know that a man who is like me can indeed practice divination? So Judah said, what can we say to my Lord? What words can we speak? And how can we justify ourselves? God has found out the guilt of your servants. Behold, we are my Lord's slaves, both we and the one in whose possession the cup has been found. But he said, far be it from me to do this. The man in whose possession the cup has been found, he shall be my slave. As for you, go up in peace to your father. Then Judah approached him and said, oh my Lord, may your servant please speak a word in my Lord's ears. Do not be angry with your servant, for you are equal to Pharaoh.
Have you a father or a brother? And he said to my Lord, we have it all, a father and a little boy. Then you said to your servants, bring him down to me so that I may set my eyes on him. But we said to my Lord, the boy cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father, his father would die. You said to your servant, so it came about when we went up to your servant, my father. We told him the words of my Lord.
And our father said, go back, buy us a little food. But we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down. For we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us. Then your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons, and the one left me, and I said, surely he is torn to pieces, and I have not seen him since. So take this one from me, and harm happens to him, you will bring my gray hair down to Sheol in sorrow. So now when I come to your servant, my father, and the boy is not with us, since our father's life is so attached to the boy's life, when he sees that the boy is not with us, he will die. So your servants will bring the gray hair of your servant, our father, down to Sheol in sorrow. Ooh, ooh. For your servant, let your servant remain as a slave to my Lord instead of the boy, and let the boy go up with his brothers, for how shall I go